Elizabeth Chapel, a lifelong entrepreneur who finally found my niche. After years of new ideas and jumping from business to business, I figured out how to turn a craft into a successful career. In 2016, I started a monthly subscription box for quilters. That little startup has grown into a thriving, multiple six-figure business that I am so proud of. As a published author, designer of fabrics and patterns being sold throughout the world, my favorite thing to do is to teach others how to grow a career of their dreams. Each week, you'll hear from me or from other guests who are creative entrepreneurs, so you can learn exactly what to do and what not to do to grow a career that's more rewarding and successful than you ever thought possible. If you're ready to turn your craft into a career that you love, I am so excited you're here. Welcome to the Craft to Career Podcast. Welcome. I am so happy you are here this Friday or whatever day you're listening to the Craft to Career Podcast. I'm really excited to just chat with you. I'm talking with you about two things today on the podcast. The first is what to do if you're just beginning. I have had quite a few people reach out lately and say, I'm just starting, or they're at the beginning phase of their business and they're wondering what to do. And then the second thing I'm going to talk about is what I'm learning right now in my business. So whether you're just beginning or you're more seasoned in your business, I'll be touching on both aspects of business today. I do want to start by reading a review. Thank you to those who take a moment and leave a review. If you've not done that yet, just pause the podcast. It's never a good time, right? So just do it right now. Pause your podcast, go and either tap, you know, 5-star, however many star review, and then even a second longer, just write a little note. Honestly, it will make a difference to someone else. They will be able to find this podcast because of the review that you've left. We also have some really amazing guests coming up who are going to be on the podcast because of the reviews that we have. I have goals and dreams of even more, like amazing guests. So keep those reviews coming. And again, do that for someone else. Pay it forward to another entrepreneur who could find this podcast. It could make a world of difference. So this is from Lisa Jane Art. She says, not just for quilters. I just found this podcast today and I'm currently binge listening. I'm an artist who sells note cards, greeting cards, calendars, etc. The tips Elizabeth shares are applicable to any type of creative entrepreneur. While listening to her episode about the power of story, I took so many notes. I'm excited to use her suggestions to improve the quality of my monthly newsletters. I can't wait to continue making my way through her other episodes. Lisa Jane Art, I love this review. That is exactly what this podcast is all about, is helping the entrepreneur, creative entrepreneur, whatever industry you're in. So I'm really excited about your newsletters and applying story. So let's now chat about business owners who are at the beginning and the questions that I'm getting in a nutshell. Where do I start? What do I do very, very first? So very first is figure out a product that you want to sell. So we're just talking, you're in the brainstorm session here. Think of, and generally it's something that you would like and you can't find it. And you're like, wait a minute, this thing isn't there and I want it, or I just can't find it. So I'm going to create it. That's usually the best, is solving a problem. And so figure out a product that you want to sell, and just one. I know I nail this down and people fight me about it so hard or struggle with it. Like, but I like so many things. Just pick one. And then it's like, but which one am I most passionate about? Or, oh, I don't want to choose my hobby because then I'm going to ruin my hobby. You're in your head here. You're stopping yourself from progressing by perpetuating those thoughts. Honestly, it doesn't matter which one you choose. If you feel equally as excited, choose the one you're most excited about. Or if you're coming from a business standpoint, the one that's going to be the most lucrative. And that's a topic for another day. But just pick one. And if you're worried that you're going to end up hating it, guess what? Everyone hates certain aspects of their business. And we love certain aspects of our business. We don't move through life by avoiding, oh, I'm going to hate it. We kind of hate everything a little bit. Like I played piano for years. I didn't love all the practicing, but some days I didn't mind it. I love now learning how, now that I know how to play, learning how to play a sport. There are times where you just don't want to practice or it hurts, but you love the sport. So your business, there are going to be things you don't love about it. And that's okay. Just pick one thing, know that it's going to be good and bad. It's going to have ups and downs. And just sit with that and okay, got it. There's going to be good days and bad days. Let's just do this. So pick a thing. And then once you know, okay, I'm going to do this thing, do a little research, you know, can I sell this? Is it a physical product? Like can I do this thing? Make sure, you know, you're ready to move forward, but you don't need to move forward yet. Just do a little research to make sure this is doable. Then go to a bank and open up a business bank account. You want it to be separate from your personal bank account. All of your business expenses will go through this bank account. And then I've had people like, but I don't have money to open a business banking account. You don't really need a whole lot of money to open a bank account. As I recall, I needed like $5. Don't quote me on that, but you don't need a ton of money to open an account. I walked into a local branch and I don't even remember now because it was what, 8 years ago? But you can go to a local bank and just ask them how to open up a business checking account. And with the topic of I don't have money, it does take money, spending money to make money. So if you don't have any money, see if you can crowdfund, ask family and friends if they would like to invest and you could pay them back. But you will need some money up front for different things. So you will need some money to start your business. Then open up a credit card. Again, you want to only pay for things for your business through your business credit card and then use your business banking account. And you could get a debit card. I like getting all the points and everything. And I, you know, make sure you pay it off every month. But I liked having a business credit card. And then Google, now this is more for America. I'm assuming it's the same outside of the country, but just Google, how can I pay taxes and set up a business in fill in the blank state or country? So I literally, when I started my business, I just Googled how to open a business and pay taxes in Texas. And it was very easy. They really made it easy for me to pay my taxes. So in America, you have to do it both for the country so that you're paying taxes to the country and for your state. And you'll get it like an EIN number. It's a tax ID. And yeah, it's easy. You can do it in a day and they'll email you what that information is. And then they'll send you a little thing in the mail. Hold on to it. Get a file folder. Save these things. Please do, because now with tax season every year, I'm like, where is all that documentation again? So just save all the documentation. Now that this is done, that's all the legal stuff and your bank, and you're ready now to accept money from people, you need a way to accept money. So a website, there's got to be a way for somebody to swipe their credit card or whatever, PayPal, whatever it might be, and pay you for whatever they want to buy. So you need a website. Now, I use Shopify for my quilt patterns. And if you're selling something like quilt patterns, Kajabi is great for courses and memberships. And I use that for my courses and used it for my membership. But they do not do, like, if you're ordering patterns or a physical product, they don't do that. And they don't plan on it. I've been on the phone with them. They're like, nope, that's an entirely different business structure. And it's not us. So Kajabi is great for, like I said, education and memberships. Shopify is awesome. I mean, it really is like the best and it's easy to use. They want it to be the place people go to. I listen to a podcast with the owner. They want Shopify to be the place for budding entrepreneurs to have success and make it easy for you. You don't need to know all the jargon of web design. Like they have templates where you can drag and drop stuff and they will walk through. Shopify will walk through with you how to link your bank so that you can get paid and people can buy your product. So Shopify is great for products, and then Kajabi is great for courses and memberships. Yes, there are many, many others. Those are the ones that I use and that I'm familiar with, so I can speak to them. But if you're like, I really want to use Wix or I don't, whatever else, go for it. But if you're like, I really don't know where to go, check out Shopify and Kajabi. And Shopify will also walk through shipping and do you want to ship it through Shopify? And they'll help you print out a label. You can get a label printer on Amazon and, you know, just those tiny little logistics that feel insurmountable at first, but you just one step at a time. Okay, what do I need to do next? Oh, I'm going to have to figure out this. Okay, let's do that. So that is where I would start. I hope that gives some direction to people out there who have that question. And now, on the other side of the coin, I'm going to share what I am doing now. Because that's probably the number one, number two. These are both the top questions that I get right now. What do I do if I'm just starting? And what are you doing, Elizabeth? Like, tell me all the things. What's happening? So, yeah. All right. What am I doing? 2023, at the beginning, and you'll go back if you do and listen to the podcast, I was like, I'm going to get to the $1 million mark. And I burnt out. And I wasn't happy. I mean, how do I say that? Not that I was like miserable, but the joy of my business was coming from the wrong place. I was striving for something that wasn't fulfilling, like striving to earn a dollar amount. I heard other people talk about it. Like, you'll burn out, you'll lose the joy, like, you'll be miserable. And I was like, whatever, all these other people are earning all this money and they're not miserable. I don't know if they are, but it looked like they're so happy and successful. So I'm going to do it too. And it was right. Like, all the things I'd heard about burnout and it's not really fulfilling, all of it, it was true. And so at the end of the day, you know, I found out, oh, I earned X amount in 2023. And I was like, huh. So I'm exchanging so much of my time and energy for money. It just felt so unsatisfying and I was just burnt out. And so I loved all that I did in 2023, but I also was realizing it was not sustainable. So the shift that I made in 2024, well, at the end of 2023, I was like, I'm not going to offer craft to career. I had done Craft to Career Club at the beginning of 2023, and then I was going to offer a standalone course. I had offered that in the past. I just didn't want to. I was like, nope, I don't want to do that. So maybe down the road, we'll see, maybe in the future. It's only what, March, but the longer 2024 goes, I don't see that coming back. And then I love my quilt pattern writing course. I've put so much into that. I'm very, very proud of it. I really love that and the results that it's getting for people. So I do plan to continue to offer that every September that opens. And then, you know, then I'm like, then what else will I do? Nothing. No, I have a weekly podcast that comes out. I design fabric. I write quilt patterns. That's a lot, right? Like I don't need for anything else on my plate. But what I do need is a little bit more flexibility to be present with my loved ones, to slow down. And I mean, it sounds funny. We all have things that we like to do. I love to take naps. Like, I'm convinced my body needs more sleep. I think I need a good 9 or 10 hours of sleep a night. I don't generally get that. So I like to take a nap during the day. I love to listen to a book or watch a show and just kind of go at a slower pace. And culture and society is so just like, go, go, go. You need to be successful and you need to rush, that there can be guilt. And I'm not blaming society. I mean, that's my own choice, but I was feeling guilt if I wasn't busy. And so I'm just learning, and with life coaching and therapy and all of this, I'm like, oh, I don't have to subscribe to that. I can unsubscribe to that idea. And I fight it still. It's getting so much better, but I definitely have days where it's like, oh, I should be doing something. Oh my gosh, what have I done today that's productive? And I'm like, oh, I'm alive. I'm a mother. I have children and I got them to school and I have a business that is thriving and succeeding. So if I don't do anything today, it's going to be okay. And so I'm just letting go and doing less. And I'm only saying yes to the things that like light me up on a level that is like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited about that. I can't, like, I want to share this with everybody. And everything else I'm saying no to. And it is wonderful. Oh my gosh. In fact, it's becoming so much easier to say no, which is awesome. If you have a hard time saying no, gosh, just say it a couple times and you are going to feel so great. So what am I doing then in 2024? I've talked a little bit. I have a fabric line coming out in June. I really don't know when the one after that is going to come out because I haven't even completed my next collection. Working on it, but I haven't touched it for a while. So anyhow, another fabric collection come out, who knows when. I have some 6 mini patterns that will be combined to create one big pattern that comes out in June with my fabric collection. Very excited about that. And I'm getting help. I'm not doing all of it. There's parts of it that I love and parts I don't. And I'm hiring out the parts that I don't love. And that's awesome. It feels so good. And there's a part of my brain that's like, well, you're not earning as much this year, Elizabeth. Can you afford that? I'm like, yeah, I can. I've put some in savings. And if I don't, I'm not going to go in the red, but like, I would rather hire someone to do that for me right now and trust that it's going to work out. So anyhow, I'm hiring people to do parts of that that I don't want to do. And I'm focusing on growing my Instagram following, which is weird because I've always been like, don't worry about that. It doesn't matter. Grow your email list. Well, newsflash, I'm growing them both at the same time. But I did take an Instagram course from Nicole of Gardenery, and she will be a guest on the podcast in, I don't know, a month or two. And I just thought, I've been stuck at this number forever. Let's just get over. I just want to get to 50,000. And then like the next month I got over 100,000. I was like, oh, okay. And I've seen how that's been fun for me. So that hit the benchmark of, does this bring me joy? Like, am I really legitimately having fun? I am. I love it. Like I love coming up with ideas. I like making these little videos. Who knew? Because forever I was like, oh, I hate Instagram. But I don't know, something changed and I'm liking it. So, you know, I'm going to lean into it and I'm going to enjoy it. And then as I've been doing that, I've been thinking about, what do I want to do with my business? And I was like, well, I don't really know. Like, what are my long-term goals? And really, I was like, what if I just build a brand? What if I just become so recognizable in the quilting industry that I don't need to worry about, like, well, what opportunities will come? I don't know what those are going to be, but I know that they will come. And so already it's only March of 2024 and I've been focusing on growing my following. And by growing my following, that's also me trying to grow my brand. Like, I'm trying to get more known by sewers and quilters as just a go-to name that, oh, that's who, go to this person to learn how to sew or to whatever, you know, fill in the blank. And already I have 2 collaborations that I am thrilled about. One is a collaboration with Cricut, and that is a machine and a company that I feel is so underutilized in the quilting community, and it is a game changer. So there's one reel that I'm doing collaboration where I'm getting paid, and I hope that they're happy because I would love to do more. And I just feel like the quilting industry is super untapped market for Cricut, like with English paper piecing, foundation paper piecing, templates, applique, even if you want to make pre-cuts. I mean, there's just, we're not using Cricut and we could be saving ourselves so much. Whatever, I won't go down that path anymore. I'm excited about it, right? Okay, I'm excited about it. That's where we were going with that. And then the second one, I won't share about it now because we haven't signed a contract and it's not public yet, but I'm super excited about this second collaboration. And again, I hope it goes well. If it goes well for both parties, it's something I would love to do over and over, wash and repeat over and over again. And then there's a third that I really want to, I mean, along with building my brand, I'm very interested in becoming educated, becoming an expert, not just because I have a brand, but I want to be a specialist who knows about sewing. I know the techniques. I have the education, the practice, like I know what I'm talking about. And so that's something that is new to me, which I don't want to say I'm embarrassed because our journeys are our journeys for a reason, But I'm at that point now where I'm like, no, I really want to really know what I'm talking about. Like, and it's so weird. I never thought I'd be this person who's a quilter and sewer and wants to be like highly educated in it, but I am. So this third thing that is coming up this summer, I reached out to a company and I'm going to go to their headquarters and have education. And I'm going to be documenting it and sharing what I learn. And I'm thrilled about it, like so thrilled. So opportunities are coming and I'm in this for the long haul, right? So sometimes people are like, how can I earn X amount of money in a year? Or how, you know, this, they're on a quick time frame. And some people might be like, a year is not quick. I am thinking decades, not days. So I'm in this for the long haul. I want to be around. And to do that, so I'm building my foundation differently than if you're just like, well, how can I earn money now? I'm not so focused on how I can earn money right now this year. I'm focused on how I can build my brand and build my knowledge, my expertise, really like know what I'm talking about and be qualified to train and teach and talk with people about quilting and sewing. It's a long-term game here. I'm really thinking long-term and it's fun. It's really fun for me. And that's bringing up smaller projects, learning. I want to learn how to sew a zipper. And everyone I talk to who knows how to sew a zipper is like, oh, it's so easy. It's not for me. Okay. Which I actually want to record my process, my feelings of how I feel learning it, how I learned it. Cause I know I'm going to mess up a couple of times probably. I want to record that. And so when I am teaching other people how to do that, I can be like, look, I know, like, here's me going through it. I learned it. And if I can do it, so can you, you know? The funny thing is, I really feel like because I'm like, I don't care how much I'm earning this year, I'm pretty confident things are going to be okay financially. And I feel like it's because I'm not worried. I'm not obsessing about it. I'm not making that my like, I have to. Like these opportunities that are coming are awesome. And they're coming, I think, because I'm just having a fun time. Because I'm just doing what I want. It's very liberating. And I think it shines through. And I think it also helps with Instagram content because it's fun and it's coming from my heart. And then, I mean, I have like folders in Instagram. You can save things and I've saved them in different folders. I have folders of things I want to do and projects that, you know, I see it made outside of the quilting world. I'm like, ooh, you could make that yourself instead of buying it at Target or whatever. It's just like, it's like a breath of fresh air, like a new life was breathed into me because I'm simply focusing on what I love. And it's been so awesome to say no to things. It sounds, you know, it sounds heartless, but it's not. Like, why have you been trained to say, oh, we need to say yes, we need to make people feel good? No. Self-preservation. Like, you're actually going to serve people better by saying yes to the things that you love and saying no to the things that you don't love. And there, whatever you're saying no to, there's someone out there who that's what they want to do. That's their dream. If everyone just said yes to the things they love, we would all be so passionate about the things that we love. So don't worry about other people. Cause I know myself, I'm like, oh yeah, I can think of so-and-so, you know, like I don't think they're loving what they're doing. Let's put the blinders on and just look at your own business right now. Are you loving what you're doing? And I know the fear, my gosh, I have walked this walk where I have got a profitable thing going and I say, nope, I'm not going to do it anymore. And I don't know if I'm going to earn money because I'm shutting it down. I've shut down Craft a Career. I've shut down my membership. I shut down Craft a Career Club. I shut down the monthly subscription box. Every time I've done this, it's been a leap of faith where I'm like, either my heart's not in it or logistically this isn't working out or I'm burning out or whatever, you know, the different reasons. But every time I've said no, something greater has opened up because I'm being true to what I love, what I want to do in my heart. And I knew at the end of 2023, I was like, I don't even know what 2024 is going to look like. I mean, minus I know I'm going to keep doing the podcast. I love it. This is fun for me. I absolutely love it. My course, keep doing the course. And then I have a fabric collection coming out. I didn't even know, will I write a pattern? I don't know. Quilt pattern? I don't know. I have a fabric collection coming out. So there's that. And other than that, I was like, I don't know. And then it has fallen into place. You know, I've taken the Instagram course and I like this. I'm going to grow my brand. I'm going to, you know, it just, you move forward and only allow in the things that you love and it works, it grows. And I feel like if you start your business off that way by saying, I'm only going to do what I'm absolutely passionate about, you will be so grateful. And it changes, it morphs, you know, right now I'm going to do this thing. It's going to change again because I know I've done this now for what, 8 years. Everything that I start, I'm like, oh, I love it. Things morph and change and evolve. But the one thing I do know is it's not going to hurt to have a brand. So I'm not going to regret building a brand because then no matter what, the more name recognition you have, the more freedom you have to do what you want. You know, when you start, you want to narrow that niche and get really known for one thing. The more your brand is recognized, the more you can spread out. I mean, I will always be in the fabric quilting sewing realm. Like that's just where I am. But we'll see. We'll see what opportunities come and how things morph and evolve over time. But I'm just pleased with seeing other people learn how to quilt and sew, enjoying the things that I'm sharing with them. I love seeing the outcome from the quilt pattern writing course. So that's, you know, I invite you to tap into what do you love? What are you passionate about? And go with that, move forward with that. And if it evolves and changes, lean into that. You know, we grow and evolve as people. We are not stagnant. And so our businesses are going to grow and evolve as well. And that's okay. We can welcome that and just allow that to happen. So that's a summary of where I'm at right now in my business. And I will be sure to keep you informed with how this plays out. I mean, you'll see a little bit on Instagram what's like what I'm doing. But here on the podcast, I share a bit more of the why, the reasoning, like what I'm thinking long term. So that's where I'm at right now. That's what I'm doing looking forward. There are some unknowns, but it's fun. It's kind of fun to have this unknown, like, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Whatever happens, I know I'm going to love it because I wouldn't say yes to it unless I did. So yeah, I will keep you updated with how things are going with the business, how it's going, growing my Instagram following. Is that really helping build a brand? I mean, it's opened up these three opportunities already. Is it going to continue to do that? You know, what's the ratio of what I say yes to, what I say no to? And let me know if you have any other questions, if you're curious, what I'm doing or what's working specifically. And rather than just Elizabeth, what's working, let me know specifically, like what's working with blank. The more specific your questions are, the more I can answer those and help you with your business. So thank you so much for being here with the Craft a Career podcast. I hope you either found help with, you know, the beginning of if you're at the beginning stages of your business, what to do and how to start, or here at the end where I, you know, you might be in your business further. You're wondering what to do, how to pivot, how to grow your business. So I hope that you gleaned some helpful things from me sharing what I'm doing right now in my business. So thank you so much. Be sure to leave a review if you haven't yet. Just take a second, go ahead and do that. And I will see you next week, right back here on the Craft to Career podcast. Have a wonderful week.